What's your favorite alcoholic beverage?
If you love being in a girl group, this is totally for you.
Some people call us overwhelming.
Yeah. Love it or leave it, we don't care. No, but we want you here.
Yeah. Welcome to You Can Sip With Us.
I'm Ashley.
I'm Colleen. What are you sipping on?
I'm back on, I mean, I never left the rosé train, but I have drank something other than rosé the last maybe couple times we've recorded, but I'm back. I'm just back to my Aveline rosé.
Aveline.
I thought it was going to be a summer drink, and then it ended up being a fall drink and a winter drink and spring drink, and now we're headed back into summer, and it's still here.
With ya.
Still here.
With ya.
Tried and true, baby.
I went for a Pinot, an Oregon Pinot.
Yeah, it's we're doing a nighttime recording, so I was thinking that sounds good.
It matches my sweater, my lounge
outfit.
Very
cozy.
Yeah. This is a Costco find.
Oh.
My mother-in-law had this on, and I said, where did you get that?
Tell me everything.
She came over, it was like Saturday or Sunday morning or something. She had like coffee and this on. It was just like this. Mm-hmm. It's lounge clothes, but like clothes you could wear for that, like stopping by, like it's, you know, grocery shopping, whatever, right?
Yeah.
And it looked so cozy. I said, where's that from? And then the other thing I noticed, it's like, it was her color too, but I'm like, that's soft summer color. Like I need, you know, I'm on high alert for things that are in my styling board.
Uh-huh.
So I ran to Costco as soon as I could and I picked it up and I haven't looked back. It's so cozy. It's great.
Yeah. And it's kind of a fall-ish color.
Yeah.
Yep. But it could carry around. All right. What are you sipping?
Sipping on the Pinot, but I have an update
on
drinks for you. So I told Chris after we recorded, I said, hey, I was talking to Ash about how we need to restock our cocktail fridge.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And how we've been meaning to do that, but then we just didn't and da 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 da. And I was like, we should just Instacart it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, to your point. And I saw his face just drop. And I was like, yeah, we'll just Instacart it like one time.
Right.
And it was almost like, and this is how you get Chris, is there'll be something around the house, say, that isn't a top priority. But then I feel badly. Like I know it's not a top priority, but I know it's my issue that I think about it a lot. And so I'm like, I'll get a task rabbit. Or if you've seen those memes little reels where, you know, someone will go into the garage and just bring out a hammer and a nail and start going for it. And then the husband's like, no. Like all of those
things. Like it's on the honey-do list, but he's not doing it. But the way to get him to do it is you start.
Yeah,
like you get a drill, you just make a sound and they're like, no, what are you doing? What are you doing? Stop.
Yeah. That or the task rabbit where I'll be like, I'm just going to get a task rabbit for like these five things.
Listen, and then he'll be like, busy. And he's like, whoa,
bring
in your horses.
Any other rabbits in this house.
Yeah, I'm the only rabbit here. Okay.
And then when I said Instacart, that was like a similar type threat where he was like, whoa. That night I come home and what do we have? He's like, hey, I ran some errands.
Something for you. Uh-huh.
I opened up the
fridge. Did he get the High Noons? Did he go to the liquor store?
Yes.
Wow.
High Noons.
A plus, Mr. Lude.
Neutrals. He got, and this should be a favorite things, but here we're going on favorite things.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Cutwater. You know that Cutwater brand?
Yes.
They do like the ranch waters and stuff.
Yeah.
It was a Cutwater, but it's a pre-mixed Mai Tai in a can.
Yeah.
I love a good.
Be very careful with those, Colleen.
Why?
Because they are massive amounts of sugar.
Oh, I bet. No, I could.
Just for, you know, for someone that is sent like aware of the sugar content, sometimes Cutwater puts their grams of sugar on the can. And when they don't, you're fucked.
Look out.
Yeah. It's like 30 grams and some of the, you know, because they have
sugar
margaritas and stuff. And I'm like, oh, this is good. Oh, 28 grams of sugar. Not so good. Thank you. But no, especially because I don't drink one drink. You know what I mean? That's not I'm not a one drink Sally.
So it's 24 grams of sugar in the Cutwater Tiki Rum Mai Tai. But I drank it over two nights.
One can over two now. Okay. All right. So you split it. Good.
Yeah. Yeah. So, so I poured it over like a cup full of ice.
Yeah. And it tasted delicious.
Of course. It was so good. It was so good. But I'm not getting a Mai Tai anywhere with it. They don't do like low sugar Mai Tais. Like there's
that's
treat.
True.
So
that's
sort
true.
Of like
that's
a
true.
Special treat.
Fair. Fair.
But he got neutrals and then Pendleton, you know, whiskey. He got two things. I mean, he really did a great job. Like we're stocked for neighbor stop buys.
Wow.
But there were two things in Pendleton like containers. And I'm not talking Pendleton like blankets and stuff for people. Like there's a Pendleton whiskey, right? Everyone knows not everyone knows that, but if you like whiskey, you know there's Pendleton whiskey. So Pendleton liquor distributors or whatever. They have an espresso martini.
Really?
Like in
wait, have seems, I No, I've tried this.
Very concentrated, it seems like. Like you would put a little bit, shake it with ice maybe and put it in a thing.
I think I've tried it because we're a big espresso martini family. Yeah. And when I say that, I don't just mean like me and John. I mean like my cousins, aunts, uncles, like my sister and I had two espresso martinis this weekend at different places.
Yeah.
Because if it's on the menu, and if it's not in the afternoon or evening, I'm going to have it. Pretty much every time, hands down. I'm kind of like a connoisseur. And I believe on Easter, when we went to my cousin's house, they served us Pendleton brand espresso martini, if I'm not mistaken. And it was delicious. Did you have it?
Good. Not yet.
It's delicious. No. I believe.
But I'm so excited about it.
Wow. Good job, Christopher.
He did great. He did great.
Nice. It turns so out. That's your ticket.
Yeah.
To just.
Hey, should we just.
You found his weak
this?
Spot. Yeah.
And it's the principle of it. Right. Of like that it'll be how much percentage dollars, like whatever. Like he can see how much higher that tax is in his mind.
Right. Yeah.
But it's interesting because we.
Yeah. Because he's a practical guy.
He is.
So he's like, we're not paying for something I can do myself. Yeah. See, that's the thing for me is it's like, okay, but. What else could I be doing? Of course, I can do those things. But what else could I be doing that's one, bringing me more joy, two, making me money, three, more productive, like something, right? It doesn't always have to be work or your zone of genius, but like, what if I just want to play with the kids or I want to go for a bike ride, but I can't because I got to go to the store and do this thing or I got to clean the floors or whatever, right? Like, you got a little thing you got to do. And I think, what's the cost here really associated?
Right.
Because it's not just what I'm paying. It's like the time that then, you know, but he probably gets some good fulfillment out of it.
Yeah. And we don't hold back on like DoorDash or whatever for dinners now and again.
You guys outsource. Yeah.
But I think also he wanted to go like browse the aisles for the liquor store and see, you know.
I will say that especially
if you don't, we don't go really ever. So like we don't know what we don't know. You have to be presented with options, you know.
If I were doing something like stocking my fridge for the summer, I think I also would want to be in charge of that because, and I like to go, we have a place here called Total Wine. I don't feel like we had anything like that in Oregon. Do we? What?
No, I think you took me there one time.
Okay.
Oh, did we go in Tahoe? Did they have a Total Wine? Was that the place by the rental that we were at? And you're like,
no, I thought that was like a mini mart, but they
had
everything.
Where did we go into before? I feel like I went there with you.
Was it before Taylor Swift? Anyway. Okay. So it's like, I was going to say it's almost the size of Costco. It's not as big as Costco, but it's massive.
Yeah.
And it is just all alcohol, right? So they have like, I would be so curious. What are the stats? How many different, like how many hundreds of beers do they have? How many, they've got to have thousands of wine.
Yeah.
I mean, it's half the store because there's, you know, all the varietals of wine. They have every seltzer you could imagine. They've got every liquor, right? And all the varietals and whatever, because it's like a Costco size store. So if I were doing a stocking, I would want to go to, and I do. I never go to Total Wine because it's so far away. So generally it's like, okay, I know I like this. This is available at Kroger or whatever. We'll go there or Target or whatever. But if I was doing that, I think I also would want to do a little every aisle, every time situation and see what does the world put out that I don't know about and I need to.
Yeah. I'm going to go before your trip here in the summer.
Yeah.
Because at that point, we'll probably need to restock.
Right. And well, hopefully, if any of your neighbors are listening, stop on by the Ludes. They're ready
for
you.
Come on by. Come
on. Waiting with bated breath.
Bye. We're ready.
I was going to say, does any one of your neighbors know that you even have a podcast?
No. No? No. I did tell like one neighbor one time, but I can't remember who.
Okay. Well, maybe they listen. And if you're listening, Nabes,
come on over.
Don't hesitate.
Doors open. I know. Door we had a spurt of sunny weather, which is what inspired it because everybody was out and about. And then we went to the liquor store and now it's been just rain and windy and kind of stormy and moody, which also, speaking of stormy, if we have any listener, I mean, I know we have listeners in Nebraska, but like specifically the places that got pounded by those storms, hope everyone's all right.
I've been off the grid. What's going on?
Oh God, like there, well, not only Nebraska, like there was a big flurry of lots of tornadoes over the weekend.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like one of the shots.
I did see something. I saw, I think it was a TikTok. This guy says, he shows like his nest on the wall or whatever his home security system is, says, alert, door open or whatever, right? And he goes, oh, shoot, the back door's open. And he pans around and his house is completely blown through. You could tell like a tornado blew, right? It's just destruction everywhere. And he's walking through his house and it's everything's broken, a mess, nothing's right. And he goes, the glass door is totally shattered, whatever. But he's filming and then he goes, and it was open a little. He shuts it. He goes, oh, there we go. Fixed it. And his whole house is just like eaten by a tornado. And I'm laughing because he made a joke about it.
Yeah. Because you have clearly, to when it hurts that bad. Like you gotta, you know, you gotta be able to laugh somehow. That's hilarious.
Right. Oh, the door's open. Shoot.
Oh, darn.
Whoopsies.
Oh, there we go.
Fixed it.
There was this other thing going around the internet, though, of a tornado like crossing the freeway, and it looked like straight out of the movie Twister or something.
Whoa.
It was going viral, like it was going all over the internet because it looked like otherworldly, and it wasn't like a deep fake AI.
Saw that too.
Really bad.
It was some late night scrolling because I was... This weekend with my sister, I took the kids to Long Beach and then we'd get them to bed. Of course, they stayed up past their bedtime because they're having the best time in the world.
They're just on vacay kind of.
Yeah.
Vacay vibes.
And they've got no time, like, whatever. I mean, I know kids are supposed to stay on schedule and probably had John been there, we would have, but John wasn't there. And when the cat's away.
Yeah.
Watch that. Baby. So
fun, mom.
Yeah. I mean, it was like, what? Go for it. But then it kind of bit me in the ass because I thought sometimes they go to bed later and they'll sleep in later.
Oh.
But that did not happen.
Hardwired to wake up.
So then you deal a little bit with like melty children the next day and you're like, we did this to ourselves. Last night was a lot of fun. But so I would do late night scrolling. Like we'd put the kids down 9:30, I would say. And then go back and we'd just talk, the two of us, and drink or whatever. And then I'd go to bed and I'd scroll, but I'm like tired and also just after the day,
tired
or whatever.
And wired,
so I feel like I was seeing some things, but I don't think I was registering like what is it I'm seeing or
your
what
finger
year
was off the pulse.
Yes. It was just like, oh, there's a tornado blowing here, but I didn't do any research of like, is this now or was this just one? Cause you know, you see stuff like that on social media where just randomly someone will put up a video that's old.
Well, and more times than not, someone in the U.S., some states having a bad weekend. Like there's, different events kind of everywhere at different times. But these ones looked particularly crazy.
And you have a history with Nebraska.
I do kind of.
You know those fields.
I lived there for a summer in Lincoln. Fun fact.
And part of you still lives there.
Yeah, I loved Nebraska.
She left a little something. In the fields.
Oh, shoot.
You told my that story here at some point.
I did. If you're new here, you got it. This is your motivation.
She fertilized some crops, and we probably served them at a barbecue at one point. You
the
ate a corn.
Great.
Our children ate it. The corn is just fine.
It's fine.
Yeah. It was probably sweeter than ever.
I did tell that story.
You told it here. I don't remember where or when. It was a couple of years ago. Yeah. But the OGs have heard it. You know about it, guys. I know you know. Anyway,
long live.
You spent some
Nebraska.
Time in Nebraska.
Oh, sure did. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Love it there. Mm-hmm. Love it there.
Yeah.
Deep buried memories.
I'd say. There's a few buried things.
How was California?
Okay. California.
You're fresh back.
I'm fresh back. Got back.
Sunday night. You landed just a matter of hours ago. And I got to say, have you done a trip with just... You
no,
and both
it's my
kids.
First time with me
like
and
when
the kids.
We were recording like I knew that, I registered that, but it wasn't until I saw one of your stories where you were either getting on or getting off the airplane with both kids.
Yeah.
And I thought, wow, she's doing it. Like I felt proud of you.
Yeah.
Big time. Cause that's not easy.
No, it wasn't, but it wasn't too bad.
Yeah.
Cause I also was just like very kind of set the stage for the kids. Like, hey, it's just me. Okay. So we're going to have to stick together. If one goes potty, we all go potty. Like it's a team effort, everything, you know, the travel, whatever. I was very proud of myself though, too, because normally like Chris, you guys each do your own thing and you have your roles when it comes to getting ready for travel. And you know that they're doing a lot.
Yeah.
But when they're gone, it's like, whoa, you really do a lot, you know? And so John normally is the one that takes Roka to the kennel. I had to do that. The cleaners were coming when we were gone. So I had to clean the house so that they could clean the house, you know, kind of thing. Yep. John did help me pack Mac, but then, you know, I had to pack obviously Revy and me. I had to do the trash. The trash had to come out and then coordinate with the neighbor to make sure that the cans come in. So, you know, it was just, and John usually does the trash. So that's, so it was just like things, you know, and then car seats, juggling those things.
When you're doing it all, it's a lot.
And I was very proud of myself. I thought, wow, because we were not late. We were on time. And I don't run on time generally when anything is added to my plate that's not normally on my agenda of things.
In your world of things to do. But,
yeah, so it was good. The kids were great. And I think it's really important. And I love us getting the kids together, like, you know, the cousins, my sister's kid and mine. But I think the hardest part is, and I don't think we've done this yet. My sister lives in an apartment. So it's a smaller space. There was five of us in one space. And I feel like generally when we travel somewhere, we get an Airbnb.
Yeah.
So, I mean, definitely we go over to my aunt and uncle's house and there's rules, right? But my sister had kind of a lot of rules and that was hard for them. Like one of them is no shoes in the house, which we don't do here, but no shoes in the house. But it's like a very small space, right? So shoes are only allowed right in the entry. And my kids really struggled with remembering it. And I even struggle with remembering it because it's like, I don't know. I feel like if there was no house in a bigger space, then you have more room to remember. Oh yeah, I'm not supposed to wear these here. Like you take, I don't know. Just so that was a thing and where they're allowed to eat and stuff. And at one point, like my sister said something about one of the kids. Like I was like, hey, can I go get a coffee? And she made a comment and made me feel like, oh, okay, I guess I'm not going to go get a coffee. And we ended up talking about it later. She's like, hey, you seem stressed out. Are you okay? And I was like, well, honestly, I just feel like maybe we're not supposed to be here. You know, like it feels like maybe you think that we're kind of like imposing or whatever. And I said, if we come back, we'll just rent a place. Like, you know, because we parent very differently. Her and I parent very differently. And I'm
like everybody parents differently. And I think this is such a good, like this kind of stuff happens.
Yeah.
All of the time. Like it's,
and the things that I care about are different than the things that she cares about, right? Like she cares about things being clean and I don't give a shit about that. Like Mac, when we got back from the beach yesterday, he forgot. They were exhausted. All three of them fell asleep in the car on the way home, but it was only like a 20 minute nap. We drove a little extra. So they probably like got 30 minutes of sleep or whatever, but he comes in and they want to go hot tub. He comes in and he's just kind of like out of it or whatever. And he climbed on the couch with his shoes and his shoes had sand in them. And so my sister was very upset about the sand on the couch. And I get that, but that's something that I'm like, well, we'll just vacuum the couch. Like, but I also can't say that because it's not my house. It's not my stuff, you know? So we have to respect that. But so that was probably the hardest part is like learning those things. Cause this is the, whenever we've gone before, it's the four of us and certainly four of us are not going to be in that space, you know?
Yeah.
So we always rent our own place and then kids just get to do whatever. Right. And then when she comes here, it's my, like, it's the first time that we've really experienced this. So, you know, we talked about it and she's like, I'm glad we could talk about it. And we're both learning from each other. Like I learn things about the way that she parents. I like several things that she does and she, like her kid is so, they're just doing a very good job with him. He is like just a wonderful little human. And like she's so good at being his mom. And I think I'm good at being Mac and Revy's mom. right? But we're just care about different things. So it was a little bit of a small space for the five of us.
Yeah.
And for the way that I parent, I guess. Because I'm pretty loosey-goose, I guess. I think I'm a pretty loosey, but I am not a laid-back person. Let's be very clear here. I'm not a laid back person. Okay. I like things the way that I like things. I like to be like, I like some urgency. I like efficiency. Yeah. Like when I go out to eat, I'm not, you don't not take me into chill. Any old play. I'm not a chill person. Okay. I'm a bougie, highbrow kind of gal.
Yeah.
But there are a lot of things that I just am kind of like, it's irrelevant. Like, one time we had people over here and there were these kids, it was neighborhood kids came over and I had bought one of those huge cardboard houses around Christmas time and it had paint so you could paint, right? And I bought it for Mac and Revy, but all these kids came over and so I was like, oh, well, why don't we paint this? And the kids were kind of, one of them was wild with the paint. The other ones were pretty like responsible. One of them was wild. And there was another couple over and she just brought this up because we went and played pickleball last weekend with them. And she was like, oh my gosh, I was so stressed out for you with the kids in the paint. And I'm like, see, I don't care about that shit. Like,
yeah,
I mean, I'm not giving them paintbrush and saying go paint all over the house, but like, it seemed like it was kind of contained. I mean, but she was putting paint all over her hands and just like, you know, painting. And so she was like, I was getting secondhand anxiety for you. And I'm like, oh, I don't know. It was washable paint. I don't really care. Like things are things, memory, childhood. Like, yeah. But I just don't give a shit about that. Like things are things. I don't take care of my things. My sister takes very good care of her things. And I'm not proud that I don't take care of my things. It's just not an important thing.
It's just different
for me. It's just, yeah. And same with my aunt, that she's like takes really good care of her stuff. She has stuff that she played with as a kid that then her kids played with. And now she's bringing out for my kids to play with. Like she takes such good care of her things. And I am just, things are things to me. I don't know, dime a dozen, whatever. I don't care. So it was really great to be there, but there were some learning things. And I think the more that we go and do that, like we will go again and maybe I would stay with her again. I think she learned things about having us as guests. I learned things about being guests. But what I kind of would rather do is just rent a place and then her and my nephew and come and stay with us for the weekend. Like, just come over here. Then there's more space. All and fun like and the no, kids can wear shoes, you know, and eat where they're going to eat.
Yeah.
You know, just like whatever. So it was a little bit more like when she was here for spring break, best weekend. It was the best, easiest, most fun weekend. And then her and I were talking at brunch today about how this one felt different.
Yeah.
And I think the difference is us being in their space rather than them being in ours. And
did she agree?
Yeah. She was like, well, it is a really small space for all of us, you know, it's a small space for five humans.
Yeah.
And she also said, and I have some things to learn about being a good host. And I have some things to learn about respecting things. But I also don't like, and I said, I noticed you parenting my kids. And then I'm wondering, like, what's coming up for me? Is it one, I'm either feeling insecure about my own parenting. Two, I think I'm feeling like, are you judging my kids? And how dare you? You know, like what is, and we talked about that, of course, yesterday too, where I was like, I was kind of offended about the thing that you said earlier.
Yeah.
And it makes me feel like we're not welcome here. And, but I don't know where that's coming from, like which insecurity it's touching on. Is it my parenting? Is it you judging, you know, them or what? And also it's a totally reasonable request for you to have rules and boundaries at your house. So I think it was maybe the way she communicated it that I didn't like. But then we were at an aquarium and there was a kid there. There was no parent around, but he was climbing on something and the like lady that worked there, she was a microphone, like teaching about the stingrays. And she was like, oh, okay, we keep our feet on the ground. You can put your belly on the wall. And Sarissa, my sister, parented him, like said something to that. She was like, oh, yep, feet on the ground. That's safest. And so I was like, oh, so it's not just my kids. This is just, but she works in school. That's what she said. She's like, I work in schools. I'm used to
constantly
like,
teaching.
I feel comfortable, you know, and she's like, and I didn't see another parent around. And I'm like, well, I'm around and you parent my kids, you know? So it was like kind of checking my own, what's coming up for me a little bit.
Yeah.
And also just like, you know, yeah, we're learning. I think we're just learning. Like
it's interesting because sometimes we'll be around friends or whatever, and I'll kind of catch a friend. Like, this happens where, like, I think it's auto instinct where they'll be like, no, let's not do that thing or whatever.
Yes.
And then part of me is like, good. You know, I'm glad because I'm sort of
that you have boundaries.
I'm a little bit more of that way too, where it's almost like you get stuck in a habit of teaching. And it's not that I'm even a teacher, but I think part of it is like, you know, I'm in a leadership role for work and I kind of have to let people do and think for themselves. And sometimes I tend to like jump in when I don't need to. And also just with young kids, you're always doing that.
Yeah.
So I have to catch myself from doing that with like adults too and not and like letting people think for themselves before I just jump in and start sort of directing things.
Yeah.
But I'll catch, like not catch, but I'll observe friends kind of doing that same thing. And I tend to like it. So I'm like, if my kids were doing something, that's like good opportunity to learn, but to a certain degree, right? Because I also get a little bit like, when we were on the flight to Hawaii, there was this woman who like made a comment to Ellie right in front of me about whatever it was like. And she was just little, but she needed to get some energy out on the plane ride. And so we were like walking the aisle. And anyway, it just, it really bothered me. And it, what came up for me is insecurities about, am I doing a good job at this whole thing? Right.
Yeah.
I don't know. But
yeah, I do
it's
think
it's hard. It's hard. Yeah. Today at the park, we were at the park and some kid, I didn't know where his parent was, came up to Ellie and just started hitting her. And I stepped right in.
Well, immediately. Yeah. That's
like, And then I just like kind of blocked him. I was
did
like,
did you drop kick him? Yeah.
Drop
kick him across the park. Ellie, you don't let anyone touch you like that. Here's what you, here's how you handle it.
Boom.
Pick him up and drop kick him.
You want a knuckle sandwich, dude?
Yeah. You're going to get worse than that. Knuckle sandwich.
Way worse than that.
Yeah.
You're gonna get punted. Yeah, so, and I don't know what punted. The issue is, you know? I just got out of the slammer.
Yeah. Fresh out the slammer.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. No, it's hard. No, it's hard. And I think maybe the sibling dynamic too. Like that, you know, it's different. Everything.
But I'm sensitive when anyone judges my kids. Mm-hmm. I don't like it.
Well, there's a difference between judging and like kind of helping teaching and judging. See, those are
true. That's for sure true.
That's a fine line as well. But
yes.
I think that there's a big difference there. Because if the feeling was being judged, that's a totally different.
Well, I wasn't feeling like that all the time. Every time she was parenting them, when she was parenting them, I thought, shut the fuck up. That's what I thought. but there were sometimes like when, because I will jump in if there's a safety, like I'll be, that, you know, if it's a safety thing or if it's like they're hurting somebody or something like that. But if they're behaving in a way that I am like, well, I wouldn't let my kid do that, but they're not my kid, right? Where it's not like a clear black and white, then I don't say anything. And she comments a lot on the gray area, what I consider gray area, where it's not like a clear, this is a safety thing or like a kindness thing or like a whatever, right? So yeah, it's interesting like what comes up for me. Because certainly it's not what she's saying. It's my own insecurities about whatever, right?
Yeah.
Either you're judging me or you're judging my kids and neither one feels good in my body. But it was like just sitting there and kind of watching my mind be like, what is triggering you here? What's happening? Because I also know she loves my kids and she's told me so many times that she thinks I'm a great mom. John and I are good parents. She's like, I learn so much from you every time I'm around you. So like there's the conscious knowing and then the subconscious, the fuck are you talking about right now? What are you doing? What are you doing? Step off, you know, where it's like your ego is all insecure, whatever. Anyway, so it was very interesting weekend.
Yeah.
It was good. Actually, it was probably a very good weekend for us to have because we had some good discussions about it.
Yeah.
And also lots of laugh, lots of fun. The kids had the best time. I used to do a lot of solo travel, like take just Revy or just Mac. And I kind of want to always take both of them now.
Yeah.
They had so much fun together.
That's like, amazing.
I've actually never seen them like that. Like,
aww.
I feel like maybe they are like that, but we don't give them as much runway to do it. I don't know.
They were
know.
On an adventure together and they're getting older and they're.
Yes, they're getting older.
The
and,
kinds of experiences they're going to be able to have are so much more dynamic and like bonding and fulfilling. And that's amazing.
Yeah. So I was thinking when I come to Oregon, I'm like, oh, I was just going to bring Rev. But now I'm like, maybe I am going to bring both of them because they're
gonna have the best
they're like
time.
Best friends right now.
Yeah.
And they barely fought. I feel like they fought actually more with my nephew than each other because it was like we're in his space and playing with all of his toys. Yeah. And then, you know, if he wanted some, it was just like, you know, no, that's mine. That's mine. And, but then it wasn't just him. It was like, then my kids also, he's touching their things and they're like, no, whatever. But it's because he's younger, you know? Yeah.
People's houses are tough. I feel like it's neutral environments are just awesome. So that's like so natural for kids. It's like, yo, this is my like,
right.
And it's random toys they've never cared about. But as soon as another kid touches it, it's like,
100%.
That's my favorite thing I've ever had in my whole life that you're laying your
hands
on.
That's mine.
That's wild.
It's like, oh, it was just sitting there
for 5 years. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They don't care about it, you know, nothing. And all of a sudden, but both of them did it. Revy, not as much. Max still, you know, a little bit. But there were things that she was like, I don't want you touching that. That's my thing. Don't. And I think she more thinks that either Callan or Mac are going to break it.
Yeah.
Which is likely.
Probably.
It's pretty likely.
Fair concern.
Pretty fair, you know? So that was that. I feel like I don't really know how this sounds. I hope that the takeaway here is a good weekend, but it was a learning weekend.
Yeah.
And I think we have to do learning weekends and sometimes so that we can have lots of fun ones.
Yeah. And I think one of the things I remember hearing from a friend who has older kids is, what was it? This was way back in the day. We took our dog, our wiener dog, Annie at the time, to somebody else's house and she got bit.
Oh.
And it was really awkward.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
Because it was like kind of brushed off like, oh, you know, she'll be okay. But then it like got infected and like it was a major like vet ordeal. And this was a long time ago. And I remember having a convo with a friend about the whole thing. And I'm like, it's just really awkward because I'm going to cover the vet bill and like, but I feel like this thing of like, should I have a conversation about it? Of like, I kind of want them to know this turned into a bigger thing than it was. But what's the real point other than, I don't know. I just was conflicted. And this was so long ago. And she said it was a just wait till you have kids comment, but not in a way that made me feel like invalidated. It was like, you know, I see that when my kids play with other friends' kids or family's kids, like things will happen. And it's just the way that you interact and the dynamics, and it can get just complicated. So I think the takeaway from this, even though it's not nearly as extreme or weird or tense or anything, is just very normal. This is just normal.
That's probably fair. And hopefully, I don't think my sister listens to the podcast, but if you do, I loved the weekend. The kids loved the weekend. And I'll take all of the stuff that comes up with us or our kids to get this time together. Like, I just, it's really cool that she's so close. She's so easy for us to get to.
Yeah.
Quick little flight, or you could even drive, but I just didn't want to drive both kids. I thought it'd be easier for me to fly, you know?
I am so craving an adventure, a family adventure. Like, I want to like bring the whole fam out to Arizona for a weekend or just like do, I'm just craving it.
Yeah.
So bad right now. I'm so excited you're coming out. Like, I'm just really, so excited.
I posted this thing on my stories last week and I don't know if you saw it or had the sound on, but it was a clip and it really helped. I actually came up a couple times this weekend. It was on a Joe Rogan podcast. Actually, it was a clip that I saw on TikTok. And the guy says, you know, when you're really frustrated with your kids, in that moment, think about if you were 80 and they said you could get one moment back with your kids, but it's this moment right here. This one that you're very frustrated. If you could get one moment back, it's this moment. Like, how would you handle it differently? And I started crying when I saw it because it's like they do things. They push the boundaries. They don't listen. They don't, they melt down. They have their things. They're human beings that are like learning to live in the world and whatever. And you do get frustrated and you want to rush them or you want to correct them or you whatever. But there were a few times this weekend where I was just like, they weren't listening or they were melting or whatever it was. Right. And I'd be like, if in when I'm 80, I could come back to this moment, what would I think? And I would just think, God, they're having the best time. Like these kids are having, this is their life they're building and living and like the memories. This is their childhood. I don't need to be rushing them through it, right? But so obviously sometimes there's going to have to be urgency and blah, 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 blah. But I love that perspective when you're like trying to get out the door in the morning and they're taking their time and you get frustrated and you have somewhere to be and just like thinking, if I could come back to this moment, it actually would be a very special moment and I want to treasure the littleness that they have, you know?
Yeah. Give them a big hug.
Yeah.
Just and wrap them up.
Whatever. I'll take any amount of childhood, even if it's my most frustrating moment, put me right back there. When you're 80, can you imagine?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I love that. Yeah. So it was very helpful in certain, you know, situations. Although I really, honestly, we didn't escalate much. Like it was a really good weekend, which is what makes me want to travel. How was your weekend? We've now talked for 37 minutes about me.
Ding, oh my God. Ding, 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 ding.
Well, speaking first, before you tell me about your weekend, how's your underarms?
What do you smell tonight?
How do you smell tonight?
Well, breaking news, Ash, for the podcast. Mm. My body odor is officially canceled.
Oh, good. That's great.
For good this time.
Because I've heard this story before, Colleen. You've said it before. I'll believe it when I see it.
Listen, that's what I love so much about Lumi. Okay, is unlike other deos, this is 72-hour odor control everywhere with Lumi whole body deodorant from your pits to your feet and yes, even your privates. Wow. I was a little skeptical because you hear things like this. I mean, it has over 300,000 5-star reviews. Okay, so I'm like, it's got to be good.
Right.
And it is that good. I love how smoothly it goes on, how long it lasts. This is a game-changing situation we got here, folks. Like I said, whole body created by an OBGYN. Blocks odor all day and controls odor for up to 72 hours. Baking soda free, paraben free, pH balanced for safe use below the belt. Choose from a variety of fresh, bright scents like clean tangerine, lavender sage, or toasted coconut.
My favorite is the clean tangerine. I actually love it so much that I put their body wash on my subscribe and save, because just like their deodorant that can go anywhere on your body, so can their body wash, right? The standard places, but also the things that you don't think about. Yeah. Big fan here as well from me. As a special offer, as a special offer for listeners, new customers get 15% off all Lumi products with our exclusive code. And if you combine the 15% off with the already discounted starter pack, that equals over 40% off their starter pack. Use code SIPWITHUS for 15% off your first purchase at LumiDeodorant.com. That's SIPWITHUS at LumiDeodorant.com.
Haven't subscribed to our Patreon yet?
No.
Well, here's what you've been missing on another round.
I'm so curious because Taylor's so driven by records and recognition. At least she was. It feels like this album, she was not thinking, I want album of the year. She was doing it for herself. For her to just like pour her heart out and then people just receive it. Even if it doesn't get the awards, I just wonder if she cares as much as she used to.
Yeah, you know? I don't think she does. We've talked a lot about how we think Travis is like really good for Taylor because he can handle her level of fame. And the reverse, I think Taylor's really good for Travis because she can handle the schedule and appreciate his dedication to his craft.
The other thing about Travis though is he is so charismatic when he retires. I could see him being an announcer and he's still going to be very committed throughout the football season is my guess.
Sign up now at patreon.com/youcansipwithus.
Ding, 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 good? Ding, 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 ding. Yeah, you landed good. It.
Okay.
Part of this is my rave, so I'll jump into it now because it's also part of the catch up.
Okay.
Friday night, Chris and I went on a date night. And it was great.
Good for you.
It was great, well needed. And I'll share something and nothing here, which is that I'm in a little chapter right now that's kind of tricky, and I can't share anything about it. It's about someone very close to me and nothing that I can share publicly. So maybe over on Patreon sometime soon. I don't know when. So anyway, I'm in this tricky, weird stage this thing that I'm just working through, and date night was very much needed, and it was really awesome. Mm-hmm. And Chris and I went to dinner, and it was so nice just to be able to like process some things and talk about some things and cry about some things. And then we went to a movie. And
ooh. Oh man, like you used to be such a movie gal.
I know.
I'm so glad you got to go.
Well, okay. And yeah, right before COVID, I mean, really all the way up until COVID, we mm-hmm. were, man, movies are, I love the theater.
You'd go like weekly almost.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And before kids, you know, it got a lot harder with.
Right. Just, I feel like it was COVID and then two kids.
Yeah. Like, mm-hmm. you know, piecing out midday on the weekend is not really an option. Like
right.
it could be, but just not.
And it will be again.
It will be again. Yeah. Yeah. And yeah. I'm not, it's all worth it, but you know how it is.
Yeah.
So we went to go see Dune 2.
Okay. Have you seen Dune 1?
Yes.
Dune? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Dune 1 was great. Dune 1 was fantastic. Couldn't mm-hmm. tell you anything about it because it was so long ago that I saw it, really. Okay. So you can go see Dune 2, I would think, even if you hadn't seen Dune 1 or if it, like me, you couldn't remember anything. Dune 2 has been out for a while now. Like, it's not new. Everyone's seen it. I feel like I'm, like, bringing up the rear. It's, like, almost a three-hour movie that did not feel like a three-hour movie.
Oh, and that's saying something.
And the movie theater felt like it was back. It was full. It was awesome. And this movie, the live experience of it was absolutely outstanding. Like the sound, it transported me. It was a 3-hour escape
wow.
from all that was on my mind. It just was amazing to be taken yeah. on a ride. And like my seat shook with
so
the
one
sound.
You actually need to see in the theater, it sounds like,
absolutely.
To get the full experience.
Absolutely.
Okay.
It had a lot of young Hollywood, Timothy Chalamet, Zendaya, Austin Butler. He's dating Kaia Gerber, Cindy Crawford's daughter. He was also Oscar.
You're dropping all kinds of things I didn't know. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Did he win or was he just nominated for Elvis? I think
he was Elvis.
Won.
Was he Elvis?
Yes.
Wow. Okay. Good.
Yeah, very yeah, wow. talented. He absolutely mm-hmm. crushed his role. So, yeah. So good. But Dune was exceptional. I absolutely loved it. And usually action movies make me sort of bored sometimes because it's all the action nonstops kind of turns into white noise a little bit. But this was not like that.
Wow. Okay. Well, that's a raving, glowing review.
So then I also saw, part of my rave, besides just the fact that I'm excited, the movies seem like they're back. Oh, they also had in the candy section. You know, because we went, mm-hmm. we're like, oh, we're at the movies.
Yeah,
we're
doing the whole thing.
Buying the $10 yeah. one piece of candy. Yeah. But they had a Frozen section and they had Junior Mints, which is what I usually always get at the movie theater, but they actually had them frozen. Is there anything more fitting for me?
I don't know if I've ever had a frozen Junior Mint. I learned from you to keep them in the fridge, I believe. But the fact that a movie theater is doing
had
it.
Had them cold. Frozen, and they stayed cold like the whole movie. It was so good.
Junior mints are a slept on candy, and yeah. I don't feel like as a child, you're not like excited about Junior mints really.
Yeah.
I feel like I forgot about Junior mints until I don't even think it was Junior mints you had. You had like the Trader Joe's creme de menthe chocolate mm-hmm. things that I remember at your old house. I
still got those in my fridge right now.
In Garden Home. Yeah. And then ever since then, I was like, shit.
Fridge candy is the best. Most candy, most chocolates of any kind should just be kept in your refrigerator.
I disagree.
But I
do agree with the Junior Mints. John puts like Snickers bars in there and
yes.
then the nougat is way too freaking, it's like it breaks my, I don't want to break my jaw.
Yeah.
I don't need to break. Is that, that's the whole point, to break your jaw so that
yeah.
you just stop eating?
Yeah.
I don't understand why yeah. we do this. you know, it's like, well, if I just, because we're not, sugar's not good for you. So it's like, well, if you put it in the fridge, you might not live to see the end of the candy bar. You'll probably die mid-bite.
Do you want a life hack?
Try it. Yeah, life hack. So, and then if you make it through, it's like, oh, I'm a warrior.
Oh,
I am a warrior here.
It burns the sugar because you can't, like the process
right.
of eating it is a full
right.
workout.
So it's like, yeah, your yeah. body thinks you're working out. And it's like, oh, this yeah. is fuel. Oh, we're running a marathon right now.
Yes.
This is, we are really outputting a lot of energy.
Yeah.
No, but the junior mints, they do well in the fridge.
They do well. And they're soft, even when they're hard.
Right, right. And they're little. So, you know, it's like a little bite, little popper.
Did you ever see A Quiet Place?
I saw the first one, but not the, aren't there two?
There's two.
I only saw the first.
Did you see the first one in the theater?
Very unlikely. I'm not sure where I saw it, but highly unlikely. I'm not sure. I can't remember.
I did. And that was one of the best movie theater experiences I've ever seen.
Oh my God!
Was A Quiet Place because it was so quiet.
And that's not what you expect from a theater. And it's then, like you expect.
And then the noises, like the was sound. Was you chewing
jaws
of,
breaking or jaws just snapping in half?
Yeah. Of a foot, like stepping over a leaf, like a shoe walking on a leaf was like the most intense thing watching A Quiet Place. Yeah. It was just crazy. And so one of the trailers before Dune 2 was for A Quiet Place, but they're going back to day one before the earth went quiet. So they're three. Showing like it's like A Quiet Place 3, but it's the prequel.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So they're showing like the invasion and everything looks good. And then the fallout.
Did they? You know what I'd like to see?
What?
How they had sex silently, because she was pregnant in that first one. She was pregnant and she delivered birth silently. Yeah. So I guess delivering birth is actually way harder than having sex, but both are vocal activities.
No, they do create a lot of noise.
I hope they show us that in the prequel.
Yeah, you know? They should, because there's mysteries, unsolved mysteries of the quiet place. People have been asking.
Yeah, okay, show me the invasion. Show me what really matters here. How are people procreating? And also, why are we? Why are we procreating?
Yeah, I wonder that.
If you can't make sounds.
Yeah, but the bait, like they actually
what are you
showed
doing having a child?
A crying infant?
And a crying baby?
Yeah.
Get out of town. That seems like irresponsible. It actually seems like survival of the fittest, and maybe she shouldn't have made it through, but. And I believe she did. I don't know. Maybe that's a spoiler. I don't remember the movie.
There's no way you could spoil much. I think listens to this podcast knows that. It's like, we're good.
I think the podcast. I think you're good. You're safe. Everyone doesn't no believe anything worries, you say folks. Anyway. You say, oh, she's a floozy.
It's not a problem.
Yeah, it's all good.
They also are bringing back, speaking of, probably timing on this is bad. Twister. Oh. They're bringing back Twister. Oh. Like
bad because we literally just had it through Nebraska. Is that what you mean?
And the whole, like it was a bad weekend for Twister. So, the movie looks good. Okay.
With Helen Hunt. I do remember Helen Hunt.
That was one of the most epic movies.
Yeah, it was a very, very good movie.
That and Jurassic Park.
I struggle with Jeff Goldblum.
Well, did you struggle with him in high school or middle school? Like, I'm just thinking when it came out in the context of your
world.
Yeah,
I feel
like
I struggled with him back then.
You did not.
Of course I did. You think I've ever? I've never.
Not. Oh, no one thought critically about movies in middle school. You were like, I love this guy movie,
but what's more likely the case? And I don't
know. You're thinking about the raptor in the cafeteria or the kitchen or whatever was going on. You're not thinking about an acting performance.
Is that true? I don't know. It does feel like I legitimately didn't like Jeff Goldblum, but I'm wondering as you're questioning me, is it my opinion or maybe did my mom not like him or something? And then I was like, this guy bugs me too. You know what I mean?
Screw Jeff.
Right. Yeah. Like, I just wonder, because to your point, do you really have actors you don't like in middle school? Like, that seems wild. Mm-hmm. But I do feel like I remember thinking Jeff Goldblum is a bit of a tool.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But Nicolas Cage is a bit of an overactor, wackadoodle-doo, and I don't remember thinking that until an adult.
Right. I feel like you could put John Travolta.
But I don't think I could watch a Nicolas Cage movie now. Yeah, John Travolta, same thing. Well, you remember Face Off? That's a comedy at this point.
Yeah, but that
comedy
was
comedy of Nicolas Cage and John Travolta?
Yeah.
And they said, action, drama film. I beg to differ.
Yeah, no. There's nothing like
There's
that happening
no
here.
There's no way anyone's taking those guys seriously.
No. Uh-uh.
Anyway, okay.
Anyways.
Remember I said, hey, I've been talking for 37 minutes. Let's talk about you. And then I just took over your whole day.
Tell me about your weekend.
Actually, I've got more to say, Colleen.
Hey, let's talk about Jeff Goldblum.
Keep it at a minimum. I've got some stories to tell.
Stop right there.
Should you pipe down? I've got a lot to say.
You know what's not fun is running, turns out. So.
Whoa.
Okay. No, running is not fun. It's like therapeutic and there's short runs are fun.
Okay.
But I'm realizing that this half marathon that I'm training for might be the last half. I like the 10K distance.
The 10K is so
I ran
sweet
9
spot,
miles
yeah.
on Saturday and oh, I gotta tell you, God. My left knee is not like it's that.
It's not okay.
It's not good. And it just like this doesn't feel good for my body.
No.
And I don't think it's I'm building strength thing. My left knee every long run has been angry.
We were at the airport and I saw this woman and her husband and then he was in a wheelchair, right? And we were in the elevator with him and he had scars, like big scars up and down his knees, right? So I said, oh, did you just get a new knee? I assume that's why he was in a wheelchair, right? Yeah. I'm like, oh, did you get a new knee? Because my dad has two knees, a shoulder and a hip that are titanium, right? And we're talking a little bit because Mac has the scooter suitcase. Everyone comments on that. Da, da. And she's like, yeah, he's got two knees. And she said, it's his third because he had an infection in one.
Ooh.
So he had his third knee. Da, da. And she goes, he used to be a marathon runner. And I said, well, that's probably why. And she said, it is, you know, but like marathon running in general,
ouch.
I just like this guy used to run marathons and now he's in a wheelchair, right? Because of his running marathons, probably.
Yeah.
So I just feel like I'm not sure running. Like I have it in my brain that I want to do a marathon before like this year, you know, 40 or whatever. But I'm like, I don't know. Maybe it is the 10Ks this week. Like just whatever. Because I actually do think running is fun. I really love running. But I don't like running anything over 6.
Yeah. So I totally agree. If it's under 6... I like
8 is okay because it's like challenging, you know. Yeah. I feel like 6 is not really that challenging for me.
Yeah.
And I like a little bit of challenge.
My knees are mad. My left
Nine
knee is really mad.
Man.
Yeah. But it felt good to do it. And again, working through some stuff.
It's true. Your brain needed it.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. We went to a kid's birthday party. I got to tell you what, we're doing Ben's. Like birthday party planning stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It adds up. Like it's all great, but like even a party bag for, you know, 15 Mm-mm. kids, mm-hmm. it's like Mm-mm. just that thing, just to buy, to get a couple of things when you scale 15 bags. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. It's just crazy. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just.
That is true.
And then like, the venue is like the amount that they charge. They collect wherever you go, it's the same price probably for like
hundreds.
An hour and a half to 2 hours.
250, 300, whatever.
Yeah. More.
Oh my God.
More. It is crazy.
Where are you guys doing it? What's he want to do?
We're doing this. Well, we were going to do a swim party, but then there was a conflict with that. Another kid at his school is having the same time, same day. So we moved it. So we couldn't move the swim portion. So now we're doing this like play museum. They have like a birthday party package thing. And it's going to be great. And this is like, I'm all in on, but just, I feel like, especially the party bag specifically, I'm like, this is just like kind of crap, you know?
You know what I do think needs to happen? Collectively, every mom needs to agree. No party bags.
Yeah, here's like a little applesauce on for the car ride home.
Well, listen, you're getting a couple hours of fun with all your friends.
Yeah.
And then you're getting cake and soda and pizza. Like generally there's like pizza and, you know,
something.
They're eating a thing. And I don't know that necessarily gifts need to be opened at parties. We always open gifts at parties. But for the age our kids are, it's a little bit hard because then they want something too. But I heard someone say that. Like I was at a birthday party or something and some mom was like, yeah, I just decided I'm not doing like goodie bag, gift bags for the kids or whatever. And I thought, oh, I think I might decide that too.
Yeah.
You know, unless the place has it included. If they have it included, that's what we did for Mac's birthday. It's like $2 extra for a gift. I said, fine. Because it's, you know, it's all junk anyway. And they're buying it in bulk. And the kids think it's the coolest thing ever. $2 a bag, great. But I'm no longer trying to be the coolest mom to have like the coolest bags.
Yeah.
Because it's just another stress you don't need and another financial obligation
chunk.
And they don't remember that. What they're going to remember is the period and the, you know, the thing, the experience or whatever.
Yeah.
They're not going to remember the little, whatever. Anyway, I agree. Goodie bags can go. Goodie bags can GTFO.
Okay.
Goodie bags are not so good.
Here's a rant. We're kind of going into rants and raves here.
We may as well.
Here's a rant. And I want to start a new type of rant where it's like this is specific. Collectively good or bad. This is going to be, under like someone who has anxiety. File this under a thought for someone who has anxiety or like runs a little anxious or like nervous parenting or whatever. So this is a rant for all of you listening who this might also trigger. Playgrounds.
Okay. Yeah.
Playgrounds. We took our kids to playgrounds.
With you so far. I'm tracking. Got you.
I'm tracking this.
I've been to a playground before. I know what you're talking about. I can picture it.
So Ben is almost five now and it's great. And he's like so capable and he does more daring things where I'm like, okay, this doesn't quite, you know, like he's jumping off all kinds of stuff. Right. And I'm like, are we going to get a broken ankle? Like, I don't really know. But for the most part, he's pretty, like, capable. Yes.
Yeah. He knows his limits a little more now.
It's Ellie, almost two, who isn't interested in the baby sections anymore. She's interested in wherever Ben's
going. Bro's doing. Yeah.
So let's go up, you know, three step sections to these upper bridges and these little, like, hallway type out, you know, things that connect the two slides. And then the thing that gives me anxiousness is in more parks than not, on this little connected part of the walkway that they're up high, there's random chunks of the railing just missing.
Oh.
Why do they design, like, they're intentionally like big open spaces. Like, why do we design kids' playground equipment? And I realize that there's like ladders they can climb up or the little like scaling things. And I'm sure that that's great, but also like kind of dangerous to have that be. And it's a lot of places where they'll be really high and then just open walls. And it's really gives
because
me
they're
anxiousness.
Broken.
No, they're like
they're
new.
Just designed that
way. Designed that way. You've not seen these where they're like, like, it'll have railings, but then it'll be an open section
like
for kids to come and go, like, climb up and down.
Oh, yeah,
but
yeah,
I'm
yeah,
just
yeah,
saying
yeah.
for, like,
oh,
a
I
little
see, I see,
kid.
I see. Yes, yes, yes.
And then when there's lots of kids running around or whatever.
Oh,
so I
go
usually up on the playthings with Ellie to make sure she's not just stepping foot off of these or gets elbowed off or whatever.
Yeah.
So I'm with Ellie up on one of these things, and she wants to go down the big slides and all these things. And I'm talking with another mom who's also up there. And she said, are you up here to make sure that your kid doesn't like fly off of this thing? And I'm like, yeah, you know, and she's like, yeah, that happened to my kid once.
Oh, perfect for you. I'm so glad she told you that. I'm so, wow. Were you so relieved? Thank you for proving my worst nightmares true. Oh, thank you so much.
I said, excuse me. Oh my God. She said, yeah, it was really bad.
Oh my God.
He was running across and stumbled and flew off of this thing. And luckily, like, she's like, yeah, it was like a broken collarbone or something. I was like, okay.
Oh, or something.
And she's like, yeah, you got to really watch these things close.
Oh my God. You say, you don't say. Yeah. Oh, man. That never crossed my mind. Whoa. Wow, I'm glad I'm up here.
And sometimes that gives me more anxiety. And then I'm also like, see? I knew it.
See? I'm not being irrational.
I knew
it. This is fine.
This is validating.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, do you have a rant and rave this week?
Well, my rant, I think it's kind of hard because the kids like beaches.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of good memories made on beaches. I had memories as a child on beaches.
Sure.
As an adult, can't think of many things worse than a beach. I hate sand. I hate it so much. But it would ruin the experience if they like paved all the way to the shore. And it's not, I don't hate like the wet sand by the water. I hate the dry sand blowing around and then getting on you.
Yeah.
And then cleaning it off. And then both my kids have third degree burns all over their body because you try to put sunscreen on them with the sand it's not working. And then you're just basically, it's either did I third degree burn them from the sun or was it the sandpaper that I rubbed all over them to try to make sure that they didn't get burnt? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then it's like you bring blankets to sit on. So you sit on them, but like, what's the point of even doing that? Because it's just sand everywhere, you know?
Oh,
it's just all over the place.
No, the blankets are pointless. The beach blankets.
What is the point? No, what's the point? And then I got fried yesterday because we're there and it's like so windy at the beach. And so you don't think I'm hot out here. So I put, we all did sunscreen. I did sunscreen. I did the first round of sunscreen and I didn't know how long we were going to be there, whatever. But I ended up, the front of my calves got fried. I mean, pause for dramatic effect, right? Because it's, I'll be fine. Everybody's fine. But fried, completely fried because I thought, well, it's breezy here. I'm not feeling any. I don't feel hot. It's fine. Everything's fine.
It wasn't
Everything
fine.
Was not fine.
It's not fine.
We got back. We went to the hot tub. And my body screamed and they said, we're not fine. This skin is not fine. I see the kids today. I told John, I warned him. I said, they got a little bit burnt, babe. And they did bath time tonight. And he's like, whoa, you guys are really, geez. And I said, I know. I tried my best. And it wasn't even for lack of like paying attention. I did the sunscreen and we weren't drinking. There's no drinking on the beach. It wasn't like I was like even having the best time. I was having the best time watching them be kids. And we were there for 3 hours, but yet,
sneaky,
here we are.
The sand and the wind.
Sneaky, and I couldn't feel the sun like you'd think you could. And
yeah, the beach got you.
The beach is just, I'm not sure. I'm not sure
Have
if it's worth it.
Have you talked to Chris about this topic?
No, what does he think? Same
you,
as me.
You'd be in great company with this.
See, there's so many things that Chris and I are similar and Lock you and John step. Are similar.
I love the beach and he reminds me often, you know, like Mother's Day weekend, we're doing the beach and that's, we're going
to
do that
you want
every
to do,
year.
It's what beautiful.
I really want to do. And then I'm like, we should just do this more often. And then I can just, and then I remember, oh yeah. And he says, I'm not a beach guy.
Pools, I can do really well. I like a
Some
pool.
Of them, like, isn't this great? It's beachfront. We could step right outside and be on the beach.
That's John's worst nightmare. That He's is like, John's actually worst nightmare.
Why?
He's decided because then all the kids want to do is be on the beach. And he's like, it's so much work to be on the beach.
Yeah, that's what Chris said. He's like, yeah, that
he's
was
like, no.
not fun last time.
It's
and I
not
love
fun.
It because it's right there.
Well, and it's free entertainment. I mean, the kids freaking think it's the best thing ever. I do think. And the other reason that I couldn't reapply them a whole bunch is because it was so windy with this. So either you've got the cream that you're going to rub their skin off with the sand or you've got the blower.
Which isn't
spray,
it's blowing nowhere.
Which isn't just, is any of this making it to the skin?
No.
You know?
Yeah.
So it was, yeah. I think beaches are pretty to look at. Is this a rant? I guess it is a rant on the beach. Because I was going to say, is it a rant on the beach or the sun?
Beach.
I think I'd rather rant about the beach than this. I love the sun. Thank you, sun. You bring us, you literally, why we're alive. We could live without beaches. We couldn't live without the sun. Right? Yeah. Like scientifically, I don't think we could live without the sun. I think this is the beach's fault always and forever.
Wow. This is a beach. Reckoning on beach.
The beach is, it's bad news. Listen, if you've never been, don't go.
Wow. Don't. Nothing to see.
Nothing to see here, folks.
Dang.
No. I mean, again, scorched.
It's a dramatic effect. No, it's good. It feels warranted.
If you tell it like that, it's more entertaining.
This is going to get a lot of listeners.
It's going to hook them in big
time. I can hear them joining right now.
Yeah. Just they're like, flocks. Oh, these girls talk real over here on this podcast. They don't sugarcoat anything.
The All right. beach sucks.
The beach sucks. Yeah. If you've got a beach vacation planned for your family this summer, Cancel it.
Oh my
cancel
God.
It. So one of Take the things- it to Dune 3 with Junior Mints. That's the way to go.
I was just gonna summon Dune, but with a different to? Reference.
Okay, what's yours?
So in Dune, and
alternate
this is
ending.
Alternate ending, yeah.
Choose your own adventure on this podcast. Jack of many trades.
Okay. You guys should try and do it where you listen to this and now skip back and then skip forward to hear that.
Right.
To cut out
just
this,
go to this
part.
To your so here, part.
Here's the alternate right. ending and then we're going to close it out.
Okay.
So in Dune, there's this mother who kind of becomes like a religious demonic person. And so she'll be talking just like this. And then someone will press something. They'll be like, no, we don't want to do that. And then she'll be like, I told you to listen to me. Like she goes.
Like, oh, really, my God. Oh, my God. So, okay.
All weekend long. Chris and I have been saying things to each other. I'll be like, hey, babe, do we have any more milk for the kids? And he'll look over and he'll go, no. Just
oh my God. Oh my so, God. Yeah. Okay, it's good.
If you have plans to go to the beach, cancel them.
Cancel that. Yeah. Well,
anyway,
that's that.
All right. Well, you can sit with us always. What? Spread the word?
Did we have a rave?
No, this is it.
We're done. Everybody, we're done. We're done. We're baked. We're baked. You know what we said? We said before we recorded, famous last words. We said, we can make it a 45er.
Yeah.
We only have one ad today. We'll make it a 45er.
We're throwing in the towel, though. Now.
But now we're done.
Now an hour and 7 minutes later, we're throwing it in early.
See ya.
Bye. Bye. What more you can sit with us? How about another round of your favorite podcast? We
sign me up.
Same.
Join us for another round over on Patreon. That's where we give you the down and dirty. We get raw and real. We raw dog it over there.
Oh, yeah. Every Friday, at least, we drop Friday episodes over on Patreon and additional content. It's all ad free. You can sign up. Go to patreon.com. patreon.com/ you can sip with us, or download the Patreon app and search you can sip with us. Become a patron. $5, guys.
It's $5 a month. I mean, just give up your latte one day. One day out of 30 days, boom, paid for.
Yeah. Yeah. Totes, kabotes. Do it. We'll see you over there.
KCO.
Every Friday,
love
guys.
Love you.
Bye.
You're our crew. Bye.